is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The presidential hopefuls are making the final moments count with just 5 days to go until Election Day. Former President Donald Trump and Vice President Harris both hit Nevada and Arizona. CBS's Chris Van Cleve reports on the Harris campaign.
Vice President Harris is making the final push to win in the West, hoping Latino voters can help deliver Arizona and Nevada. It's a tight race in both states, but the vice president narrowly trails former President Donald Trump here in the Grand Canyon state.
Harris tells a crowd in Phoenix,
Arizona, we have 5 days to get this done, and no one can sit on the sidelines.
Former President Trump at a rally in Henderson, Nevada.
One of the biggest reasons we will win this state is that you have among the worst border problems of any state in America, and I am the only one that knows how to fix it.
CBS's Nicole Killian is traveling with the Trump campaign.
Former President Trump lost Nevada back in 2020, but tonight his campaign is out with a new memo expressing optimism about the overall state of the race, although they acknowledge it will be very close.
As investigators search for a suspect in the ballot box fires in Portland, Oregon and Vancouver, Washington, they say there is no clear motive. And CBS's Nicole Scango reports.
Investigators are searching for a middle-aged white male driving a black or dark gray Volvo that was seen in these surveillance images moments before the drop box caught fire in Portland. Complicating this investigation, Portland police say the license plate number of that car is unknown.
The U.S. says North Korea has sent 10,000 troops to Russia, including 8,000 near the Ukraine border. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin.
We've not yet seen these soldiers deploy into combat against Ukraine's forces, but we expect that these North Korean soldiers will join the fight against Ukraine in the coming days.
Los Angeles celebrates its World Series winning Dodgers. KNX's Craig Figner.
Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass welcomed the team home to Los Angeles from New York.
On behalf of the entire city, I want to express our pride and heartfelt congratulations to the Dodgers, to the players, and to their families. We are a city of champions.
Tomorrow morning's victory parade begins at 11, happens here in downtown Los Angeles, right next to LA City Hall. Craig Figner for CBS News. Los Angeles.
Rapper Young Thug pleads guilty in Atlanta to gang, drug, and gun charges and has been released from jail, though he could be put back behind bars if he violates the terms of his probation. The 33-year-old Grammy-winning artist, whose given name is Jeffrey Williams, entered his pleas without reaching a deal with prosecutors. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt or personal loans? With credit card debt at all-time highs, Debt Relief Advocates is urgently notifying consumers of debt relief now being made available designed to aid consumers with out-of-control credit card debt. Those who qualify and enroll for this relief program will only have to pay back a fraction of what they owe. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. This is a relief program that credit card companies would rather you not know about, as it ends your debt nightmare and saves you lots of money. Consumers owing at least $10,000 in credit card debt or personal loans can now take advantage of this debt relief as the cost of living skyrockets. Debt Relief Advocates has established a relief hotline for you to call to learn what debt reduction you may qualify for, so don't wait. For this free information, call the relief hotline at 800-707-6152. 800-707-6152. 800-707-6152.
A South Florida man has quite a story to tell involving a big fish. CBS's Jim Crisula explains.
Florida fishing boat captain Cole Tashkam has now survived a shark attack while surfing for the second time, 11 years apart off the same South Florida beach. This time was far worse.
I was screaming, I'm bit. Yeah, so it was a huge adrenaline rush. It's fight or flight mode at that point. You know, instantly I knew because I've been bit before, just get me to the hospital, fast as possible.
Two buddies surfing with Tashkam used ropes on their surfboards as tourniquets. They got him to shore, put him in a vehicle, and raced him to a hospital. He's expected to be okay despite serious leg and foot injuries. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
The average rate on a 30-year mortgage rose for the fifth straight week, returning to its highest level since early August. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the rate rose to 6.7% from 6.5% last week. That's still down from a year ago when the rate averaged 7.7%. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A wind advisory continues this evening for gusts as high as 45 miles an hour. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low in the mid-30s. For tomorrow, sunshine returns, a high near 50. And more sun for Saturday into the upper 50s. Rain likely Sunday. Currently, it's 44 degrees.
Radio Park to Johnson Park. Local news and timeless hits.
California, I wish they all could be California. I wish. Yesterday don't matter if it's gone. While the sun is bright, or in the darkest night, no one knows. She comes and goes. She needs to be so free. She'll tell you it's the only way to be. She just can't be chained to a life where nothing's gained or nothing's lost. Such a cause. There's no time to lose, I heard her say. Catch your dreams before they slip away. Dying all the time. Lose your dreams and you will lose your mind. Life unkind.
When the workday is done, these timeless hits somehow sound even better. More on the way from WRJN. As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Wisconsin has many state symbols, but did you know there's an official ballad?
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams.
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams, composed by Sherry Sarazin.
I don't think it was an hour, and I had the music matched up.
With long-ago help from her grandmother.
She wrote a poem in the late 1920s about where she lived in Wisconsin.
And it's now the state ballad. So are these also official Wisconsin symbols? The Kringle, Wood Violet, American Water Spaniel? The answer coming up. The official process can take years and includes advocating the legislature to make it law. Now, along with the official ballad, are the Kringle, Wood Violet, and American Water Spaniel also state symbols? Yes, each is a celebration of the state and a slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
I guess I'll go on home. It's late. There'll be tomorrow night. But wait, what do I see? Is she walking back to me? Yeah, she's walking back to me. Oh, pretty woman.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Volman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Yeah.
WRJN.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
Hey,
this is a
cool recording, man.
Yeah, brother,
like
it. It's
solid. Right on.
Brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate.
Open up your eyes, then you realize here I stand with my elders.
Some people may call them oldies, but our timeless hits never get old. Another long set on the way next on WRJN.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Todd Albaugh.
Former Senate Majority Leader for the state of Wisconsin, Republican Dale Schultz.
I am throwing my support to Kamala Harris and Tim Walz in their quest for the White House.
And I think there's a lot of folks out there who are like, you know what, I'm still a Republican.
It's okay to sometimes be an American before you are a partisan. And the American dream, I think, is at risk. You know, you look around us and all you see is drama. Politics, as you've heard me say many, many times, is about hope. And then when we get that message out there, we have to be concerned about delivering. And I think Kamala Harris and Tim Walz are two people who share that idea about listening to people, understanding what is motivating them, and reassuring them with specific plans that address the kinds of concerns that they have.
Hear more of the Todd Albaugh Show on WAUK at 5:40 a.m. or live with the Civic Media app, weekdays noon to 2.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we could get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time you hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. Time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on. I was to say to you,
I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should go walking in these spooky old woods alone. Trusted walking with you alone. Oh, Little Red Riding Hood, I'd like to hold you if I could, but you might think I'm a big bad wolf, so I won't.
Another man. I kept my cool, I ain't no fool. Let me tell you what happened then. I packed some clothes and I walked out, and I ain't going back again. So take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. Well, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta start a new life. You've been many things, but most of all, a good secretary to me. And it's times like this I feel you've always been close to me. Was I wrong to work nights to try to build the good life? Or work and no play has just cost me a while. So take a letter, Maria, no, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. Well, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta have a new life. Well, a man loves a woman, it's hard to understand that she would find more pleasure in the arms of another man. I never really noticed how sweet you are to me. It just so happens I'm free tonight. Would you like to have dinner with me? Well, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. Send to my wife, send a copy to my lawyer, gotta have a new.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The candidates dump in Southwest battleground states in the final days of the election. Vice President Kamala Harris courting the Latino vote in Reno.
I don't believe that the people who disagree with me are the enemy. He wants to put them in jail. I'll give them a seat at the table.
More from CBS's Lilia Luciano.
She continues to send the message to Latinos that, especially after what happened last Sunday with that comment about Puerto Rico, that what her campaign